7, conclusion. We need to bring the government accountable to honour what they agreed with signing the CRPD, the convention, and change every single policy and legislation, whatever, that perpetuates discrimination against disability. I think we all need to stand our ground and stop accepting that it's okay to be discriminating, because it's not. Quote from interview number 12. Article 25 of the UN CRPD states that disabled people have the right to the enjoyment of the highest attainable standard of health without discrimination on the basis of disability. United Nations 2006. Throughout this monitoring research, interviewees shared issues, challenges, and barriers at every level of their interactions with the health and disability support system, from financial, physical, communication, mental and sensory access to population-based health programs and specialist care, to the negative attitudes of health and well-being practitioners. Further analysis of these findings illustrated four key areas where systemic change is required: upholding the te tiriti o waitangi for tangata whaikaha whānau hauā, addressing inequitable funding systems, enhancing disabled people's health literacy, and improving complaints processes. Interviewees then suggested a range of solutions and recommendations they deemed necessary for realizing their right to the highest attainable standard of health. Despite progress in promoting disabled people's rights in Aotearoa, this monitoring research has revealed that there is still a long way to go until the right to health is realized in a meaningful and effective way. While progressive realization indicates that some aspects of the convention can be implemented over time, it has taken more than 13 years to begin to address disabled people's right to the highest attainable standard of health. Much like the earlier monitoring reports, solutions to the identified challenges can and must be found in the wisdom of those who have lived through the challenges identified in this monitoring research. Despite only having scratched the surface, the monitoring research has demonstrated the potential for disability and family whānau-led progressive realization of the UN CRPD in Aotearoa, and a future where all people can enjoy their rights, freedoms, and dignity in a full and meaningful way.